Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
A crossover is...
crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
The crossover is powered by Everlow Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlowconcrete.com. All right. Josh is in for Connor today.
Hello, hello.
He leaves, and you're
Connor?
Like, well, what am I going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have lots to talk about. So I said at the end of our show, you know, because I don't know all the particulars of how things work, that to name the interim president, the Board of Regents would have to declare a failed search.
Uh-huh.
Well, their search has not failed. It has added more intrigue to what we've had, boys and girls. The new priority candidate to become the ninth system president of Nebraska is UNMC Chancellor Dr. Jeff Gold.
President-elect.
President-elect. Yes, who has done great things with UNMC. Now, he's been heavily involved here in the Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, the former athletic director who left a week ago today, that was his pick. And there was some discussion that that pick would not get be approved by the Board of Regents.
Yep.
Now, what does that say? That the favorite of the former athletic director a week later gets approved by the Board of Regents. So In the span of about 25 minutes, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and then the Nebraska system, they have selected an athletic director and a priority candidate to become the president. What are we going to do in the next hour?
Oh. Let's make some moves in college football.
What other jobs are open at Nebraska that we could fill?
Let's stay on the heater right now, guys. Come on. This is, you can't let the momentum stop right now. They're making things happen. Took 7 months for the president. Now we've got that. We've got the athletic director. Only took a week. I mean, my gosh. This is a Wednesday of just things happening.
I like when things happen.
I am curious what the former athletic director thinks of the breaking news in the last 5 minutes.
I know this because they were together. He was the chancellor of Omaha.
Yeah.
They worked very well together.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gold is well respected. It's kind of a loss for UNMC.
Yeah.
He's been very successful there when he made the transition to UNMC. You have somebody that's in your system. I don't know if I haven't seen a tweet from Trev who already has congratulated the soon-to-be-announced athletic director.
I'm going to check.
So I'm going to give you another one here. So this is just one after another. See what happens around here when Nebraska basketball goes to the NCAA tournament?
You got all these distractions.
It's pro day in Lincoln,
yep.
Josh.
I just saw that.
And so, Nebraska didn't send anybody to the combine. Omar Brown, this is a big day for him. And then other guys, I imagine someone had told me that Nate Gary was going to be there. Nate Gary's trying to get back into the NFL.
Oh, okay.
So the wide receivers and running backs, because Anthony Grant, looking at this picture, appears to be in workout clothes. Dylan Raiola is going to throw in front of the NFL scouts today.
Oh, hey, that's convenient.
Sure.
We haven't even started spring ball yet.
He's already thrown in front of NFL scouts. So Dylan is part of Pro Day. And he hasn't even had a college snap.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. I brought you up to date on everything that is going on.
Strange.
How about that, Virginia?
Yeah, what'd you think of that, Josh?
I tweeted it last night. They should be brought up on war crimes.
that's kind of harsh, but okay.
No, it's not. you watched them go 50 real-time minutes without scoring a basketball point?
Yeah, we had a conversation. We started the clock when we let off the show, and then I think we went just a little bit longer. and realized, Gary pointed out, okay, we have now gone the same amount of real time as it took for Virginia to score.
To score. Simply score. Something that happens
even a free throw
routinely in a basketball game.
14 first half points. That's what you got in a postseason NCAA tournament game.
Every Nebraska high school team that competed for a state championship scored 42 points.
Yep.
Hey, why are we not focusing on Colorado State only scored 27 in the first half?
Almost doubled them up.
Yes, because it was so bad on the other end. You're right. You could look at that and said, well, Colorado State didn't fare much better, but they did.
Over-under was 120, so easy money last night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Somebody told you about that on yesterday's Connor Happer show.
Oh.
Won't name who.
Yeah.
It was me.
I bet he's hosting today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And producing.
Look at you. That was a flex. That was a flex.
Thank you.
What a day.
Will you have... You guys have had this discussion. We talked about this on a crossover where I tried to convince Mr. Happer to get pre-check. And so he finally got pre-check.
Yeah.
He said it was a life changer this morning. Saved him about 20 minutes. The airports are packed.
Okay.
I've heard Epley going to Pittsburgh and Memphis are absolutely jammed up. Like you're a sardine in the plane if you're headed to either one of those places.
Well, he was going to Cleveland. He had a 6 a.m. flight. And he's like, okay, what time should I get there? Because... you know, it's the first flight, also it's, you know, airports are madness. It's under construction right now.
That's true.
What is a Connor Happer to do?
He was thinking about just getting a hotel over by the ballpark last night after our game. Just cut down that drive.
That would have made sense.
Hey, I've stayed in one of those hotels by, not the ballpark, but on the road to the airport.
Yeah, by the Gentlemen's Club.
I mean, not sure why they're $200 during the College World Series, but, you know, everybody's got to make their own bet.
That's true. That's true. The convenience to the airport there. There's something about, I don't know, Josh, are you pre-check as well?
No.
Okay.
I don't fly enough for that to matter.
The first time you come strutting through pre-check, yeah, you kind of feel it a little bit.
You look down on the other passengers.
You do. And I look down upon no one, because who am I? But... when you walk through that line and you're coasting through and you see everybody kind of with the stressed out look, are they going to make their flight because they're seeing that line, and you just keep on walking to the front. Yeah, there's a bit of a strut there.
I feel that way when I order food online and walk to the pickup counter while people are ordering stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, why does that guy get to cut?
Excuse me. My order's ready
because
I called ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, that's basically what pre-check is. It's like you call ahead. And so all the curtains open up for you, the parting of the ways. It's like, oh, I'm absurd. In a way, even though this is not happening, you feel like there's like a beautiful hostess there at the front of the line welcoming you into the line of pre-check and giving you a hot towel, giving you a nice pastry. None of that actually happens, but that's how you feel. You're walking like you're on red carpet.
Well, you get looked down upon because as you stroll down the ramp.
Yeah.
Because it's downhill, you know, the people to your left are looking at you with disdain, and you don't make eye contact.
No, you don't.
You just keep your head down and keep moving, get to the line, and then you get a little priority as well. Step forward and...
well, I'll leave my shoes on.
Yeah. Now you just need your license.
Yep. You just get the
license.
They
don't ask for your ticket anymore.
Nope.
They just say, can I have your driver's license?
Yep. Yeah. That seems safe.
License or passport, and hey, you know what? I think I'm going to keep my shoes on. Yep. Oh, laptop? Don't even worry about it. You don't need to put that in there.
Just pulling your laptops out and taking your shoes off. Those gray bins.
You say they look at you with disdain. I think they look at you with envy. Oh. They're like, man.
Oh, who's that important person walking
by?
Yes,
exactly. You kind of feel like, is that somebody there? And now I feel like pre-check is so common to where now you don't look at it as it's a somebody. But I think now you just look at yourself and are kind of pissed off. Because you probably look at your wife or whoever you're traveling with. We've talked about doing this. Why don't we do this?
One person in the couple tells the other person, I told
you. Yeah, right. We should have left earlier. And look at this guy. Just strolling on through. And yeah, you feel good about yourself.
It's not worth the $75, honey. I told you. We've been over this.
there is the... what is the... what we need is... they delayed it, I think, a year. You need a star on your license.
What?
Oh.
I guess I have to Google that. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they were going to implement it, and then people freaked out, and they pushed it back a couple of years.
A star on your license if you had pre-check, or just because?
No, just in general to travel.
Oh. That means that you are able to travel?
Friggin' Bin Laden. So back to the equivalent of the pre-check, because I had this happen to me recently. The amount of attention that the Uber Eaters pickupers get compared to the people that take the time to come into your facility.
This is
to
your
order.
Big bugaboo in society today.
I went to a place that I like to frequent that has coffee, donuts, and they had a long line in the drive-thru, and I didn't want to sit in the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd just go inside. And
you're a people person.
I refused to order at the kiosk because I want to have human interaction, because it actually seemed to be a little bit quicker at this particular spot than doing the kiosk.
Yeah.
The Uber Eaters, picker-uppers, got way more attention than I did. And I was just there to purchase a nice coffee and then get the $1 donut. People can know now where I was going. Mm-hmm. But they bowed down to the Uber Eaters people and went out of their way to help them. Well, I had been waiting for 8.5 to 10 minutes. Mm. And then an Uber Eater guy comes in. His order was not ready, but then he became a priority. And I did my best not to make a scene. And I'm like,
bet you didn't tip, did you?
Well, I had already paid.
Oh,
I was just sitting waiting for my order, which was not complicated at all.
Yeah.
But the priority to the Uber Eaters is like almost an epidemic.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
I went into a donut place a couple weekends ago, Saturday morning. Went ordered ahead. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to go inside and pick it up because it's a nice day.
You've already done the hard work.
I'm by myself, no kids. I got all the time in the world.
Gotcha.
And the more time I'm away, the better, right? So I walk in.
Take your time.
I am not acknowledged. There's a couple kids. They're working hard in the drive-thru. I can see that they're working hard. I don't get a hello. I don't get a we'll be right with you. I stood there for 10 minutes. I got out. I got in my car. I went in the drive-thru. Here you go.
Really?
Like, yeah, just couldn't give me the time of day.
So is that where we are now, where dine-in, if that's the best way to put it, is that now specifically for the Uber Eat people? Like, you literally shouldn't be going to a counter and ordering. That is specifically now for Uber Eats and any type of shared food delivery service. And then if you want to get actual prompt service and good service, you should go to the drive-thru.
No, I'm not like Gary. I don't want to have a conversation with you. I just want to say, order for Josh. You hand me a bag. I say, thank you very much, and we're done. We're done.
I'm with you. I want to minimize any type of interaction as humanly possible, but I also want to get it in a timely manner.
Hey, our friend Jack Mitchell has just alerted everyone to this.
This is a big one.
So if you're just tuning in, Nebraska, in the span of about 20 minutes this morning, well, no, an hour, have hired an athletic director and a priority candidate for president. The athletic director is Troy Dannon, who's leaving Washington to come back to the Midwest. He's a Marshalltown Bobcat. I'm sure we'll have a discussion about a home run that I hit as a senior at Urbandale when we played at Marshalltown, which used to host the state baseball tournament.
Still haunts them. That's why I had to leave.
They also have a cool, they have a roundhouse. Their gymnasium is a big roundhouse.
Oh, cool.
So Dr. Jeffrey Gold, who is the chancellor at UNMC, formerly the chancellor at UNO, Jack Mitchell shared this. So this has kind of been known that Trev wanted Dr. Gold to become the president. And of everything that went on last week, that was one of the things. He wasn't going to get his guy. So his guy is actually going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Jack brought this up with the relationship. Trev was one of the people that roasted Dr. Gold at the Omaha Press Club a year and a half ago when they put his face on the barroom floor.
Oh.
And don't bury the lead. The mayor is in that photograph. She was in Omaha that day.
That's when you know you're important.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, important when the mayor the city that she's the mayor of shows up.
I feel like I should get an assist there because I think I teed that up for you. I mean, that's just like as good easy. As it can
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
And you allowed Josh to recognize that too, which I know you're a big fan of.
Also, what is this photograph that has been used?
For
the tweet that Jack has sent out, it is a photo of everybody, around the artistic rendering that they put for the face on the barroom floor at the OPC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Trev's not in the frame. He's cut off at the nose.
Well, he's too tall.
He is.
Well, we've moved on.
Maybe you tilt that camera up. I don't need to see anybody's knees.
That was last week's news. All right, we've moved on. He's even tried to tweet his congratulations to the new athletic director for Nebraska.
Trev's excited.
Yeah, he is.
Can't wait till he comments publicly on the presidential hire.
Yes. I just checked 2 minutes ago. I have not seen any congratulations to Dr.
I believe he is also going to make himself available to local Nebraska media in Memphis.
Okay.
If they choose to want to do that.
Dannon or Gold?
Or Trev.
Trev.
Oh, Trev. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. He's going to be there, too. Oh.
Matt writes in.
Hi, Matt.
Pre-check attitude. The 2 times I was upgraded to first class in a plane, you suddenly feel, hey, I'm important now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a high roller and get a heated towel.
Exactly.
Do you think they should seat? Oh, I got two plane questions.
Ooh,
I know you don't fly a lot,
I think I know
lot,
what you're about
Josh,
to ask.
But I asked Matt DeMarinis this, and we got to discuss this. Do you think that the first class people should be seated last? Because there's always something about, and I think once or twice in my lifetime I've sat in first class, and it was like an upgrade. Mm-hmm. One time we may have not told the truth and said we were going on a honeymoon about 25 years ago.
Yeah,
and
good on you.
They got upgraded.
Oh, wow. So
you know, when you walk onto a plane, they seat the first class people first, and they already have their hot towels and their drink.
Yeah.
And they just, the look they give you as you walk past them.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they should be the last on and the first off.
I agree, because then you don't have to walk by them. I get being seated and being able to
stretch out first, but they don't actually want to be seated
right,
first.
Right, because then everybody's got to parade by you, and you've got to give them that awkward look. As to where they could all be seated, then you walk in. Although, I guess as you're walking in, they're looking at you as you're about to sit in the ever so mighty first class. But then you just turn your back to them and you're, again, problem solved.
Now, I boarded a flight in Phoenix. I got on and RIP actor John Beasley was in first class, Omaha's own.
Yep.
And he gave me that knowing.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Hey.
It's like the walk of shame.
It is.
You know, those 4 rows of first class on most flights?
He was in first class, for the record. I was not.
You were not? Yeah. I figured that.
Thanks.
One of the best Seinfeld episodes of all time.
The first class coach one? Yeah.
Vegetable lasagna.
more Sunday, more everything.
This is how big Nebraska basketball is. We're sticking with the flight industry. Friend of mine says, I can't wait to see Nebraska basketball play in the NCAA tournament so much that I'm going to fly on 2 Boeing planes to get there.
I'll put my life in the good Lord's hands.
Okay.
This.
Okay, Josh. Now, this is you don't have to necessarily fly all the time, but let's say you're sitting next to the window on a plane.
Yeah.
And so you have a middle seater. And you have somebody on the aisle, so the flight is full, but you got to go to the bathroom. And it's, you know, it's the awkwardness of, oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you're passing your seatmates, do you give them the front or the back?
Great question. Long debated. I usually give them the back.
Yeah, I would too.
Appears there was a trend of the front being given to your seatmates.
Oh. Am I doing it wrong?
No. I think it should be the back because that's the best way. If you're going to get up, you scooch yourself out instead of turning and facing people.
Right.
Yeah.
But I've had a moment where it was weird.
I don't want to see the look of aggravation on my seatmate's face.
Right.
Now, I made the mistake of the person did not allow me to quickly unbuckle my seatbelt and just step into the aisle.
Yeah.
They were scooting by. They probably had to go pretty bad.
Yeah, sometimes I guess it's out of your hands, but I also don't, I feel like they don't need to get a face full of crotch. I mean, I feel like that's just being courteous. So between me not wanting to see your annoyed look that I actually have to get up and go to the bathroom during the flight, and I don't feel like you need to see my crotch.
Poll question up at Happer's show. Not sure how many of those we'll have today. When getting out of an aisle, do you give people the front of your body or the back?
Give them the back. And then you turn back around and you say, you're welcome.
Check the back seat.
That's appropriate.
It's official now. Troy Dannon is the athletic director at Nebraska. Press conference will be early next week.
Okay.
We got him.
Sorry, Washington.
And it's... he'll take over on Friday. Ooh!
Interesting day to take over.
Will, in the bizarro world, on one side of FedEx Forum be Troy Dannon, who, outside of Tominaga and maybe Fred Hoiberg, because he's a fellow Iowan, know nobody else that's playing. And then on the other side of FedEx Forum, know the guy that knows more about the players that are on the floor than the current guy that used to have, you know, that has his job that he used to have. That all make sense?
I blacked out.
Because Troy Dannon's got to be at the Nebraska game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he has to.
Oh, yeah.
Now that it's official, hell, he's probably already in Memphis. Do you think he's sitting next to Trev?
No.
No? I mean, Trev congratulated him on Twitter.
Hey, tell me what I got myself into.
let's have dinner. Howdy.
I'm looking now. So Trev has already congratulated the new athletic director.
Yeah, nothing on the president yet, though.
So nothing on the president?
Nope. I checked a little bit ago. Yeah.
That one might be a little bit different.
Let's double check.
What if it was something like, I told you guys. I told you, this was the guy.
This is the guy I wanted the whole time.
Just say howdy.
Yeah, howdy.
And let people figure out what's going on. It says probably more about you than the process, but that's okay. Nebraska's got a new athletic director.
The tweet on the congratulations, Troy, if you just start reading comments, is fun.
Well, let's do. Okay.
The first one is, whoa, Trev, you're the man.
What is the avatar? Because that would that person is from Texas.
Yeah.
It's Drew, TAMU. Then you've got, he can't stay away.
Well, they've softened versus over the weekend.
You are the girl tweets. That broke up with her boyfriend but also won't leave his life.
A lot of these people are listeners of this station, so this is fun.
Yeah.
You are the girl that broke up with the boyfriend, but that also lives. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's
we know you are jealous. He is not going to have to do a cultist dance at the presser. See you Friday night.
That's true. Go away, Trev.
Trev is a homelander, psychopath, and troll rubbing salt in Husker fans' wounds.
Whoa.
Just send him an email or text. Why people use Twitter in these scenarios seems strange to me.
Don't you have a different school to worry about? Just stop already. You aren't a Husker anymore.
Lots of we upgraded.
Yep.
Mike Dannenberner, well, how good was he at the end of the season for the Chiefs? Said don't tweet him.
Just stop. Go away. Leave Nebraska out of your mouth, please.
What I've noticed scrolling through these, God, I have a lot of accounts that are muted.
Oh, that was that was a fun game yesterday in the PM crossover.
That's been pretty well known that Severe blocks just hundreds and hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm. And phrases, apparently.
Yeah. So I tried to convince Severe to do this. I said, why don't one day a year, you just unblock everybody? Tell everybody that they are unblocked.
Clean slate day.
Yep. And then...
make amends. Or just do what you want.
And if you need to build back up, you do. But for one day, everybody that's been blocked by Severe gets an unblock. And you get a fresh start.
I think that'd be great.
And then we see who will get blocked the quickest, reblocked.
Yep. Yeah.
That would be a really good game to play. Who would be the fastest to be reblocked? And then would the number be the same by the end of the 24-hour period that it started at with the blocks? Because then you would have some people that maybe, you know what, I was a little too harsh. I'm going to clean up my act.
Mm-hmm. He showed me. I'm going to...
Yeah. I learned my lesson. I got blocked, and he's given me a new lease on life.
So I thought it was funny, and I didn't know that he was that aggressive on Twitter until there was a little rift between Lincoln radio personalities and Omaha radio personalities, and we all got involved.
Was it because of the bracket?
No, it was something else. Oh, okay. And he said on air, he goes, yep. He goes, I can't respond to these conversations because I have so many people blocked. And we're jumping into the mentions?
Yeah.
And I'm like, how many people do you have blocked? And he was like thousands. I'm like, what are you, Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
So it's well known that Roethlisberger, who at the end of his Steelers career didn't handle his own Twitter account, yeah, that somebody from his agency, and they would just block people like right and left. Even like some people that said something kind about him.
Ben, great game. Blocked!
Yeah, like he retired.
It wasn't a great game.
He retired, yeah, and somebody was like one of his former teammates was like, why do you have me blocked? He goes, what do you mean? And then it was uncovered like he had like 35,000 people are blocked.
He's going on a block parade.
Now, I'm sure a lot of them had some things to say about his activities on and off the
field.
But there were other teammates were like, I thought we were buds. You blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you shouldn't have tweeted at me. You tweet at me, you get blocked. I'm just assuming that everything that's tweeted at me is going to be negative, so I'm just going to block you. So
I'm a muter. I'm not a blocker, I'm a muter.
I will utilize mute.
People the satisfaction of knowing that they've gotten under your skin that you block them.
Exactly.
Now, Sevier doesn't care about anything. No. So he's like, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do.
Right. That's why I love Michael. Michael don't care. But yeah, I'm with you. I utilize mute. Mute is powerful. Because the whole satisfaction of, ha, 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 look, everybody, he blocked me.
Yeah.
I just muted you, and you don't know that.
They always retweet the screenshot of, yep, so-and-so has blocked you.
Yes. I don't need that.
Nope.
If you, come after my family, okay, then maybe you get a block there. You know, you make it that personal, but, yeah. If you disagree with something I said, that's fine.
All right, Josh, what do you got coming up on the show?
Oh, we got so many guests because I didn't think I'd have anything to talk about. So we got Robin Washit on the basketball beat, Mitch Sherman on everything.
Yeah.
He covers everything.
He does.
Darren DeVries on the show today. The Duquesne coach who announced his retirement earlier this week.
All right.
So 26 years.
Day. Yeah. Two of those with a young man by the name of LeBron James.
Hey, will you ask him about the confetti?
Oh, yeah. I will. Absolutely.
I also...
any other questions?
For Mitch, he's got the... What is it? Is it the location of each team and the beer to get, too? I think he did like a beer special on the NCAA tournament as far as where the teams are going and the best beer from each spot.
Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate the legwork that went into it.
And then D-Rock, you could talk about Tucker because Tucker basically grew up inside of the Chai.
Mm-hmm.
And then was, before he got the job at Drake, was a baller out at Elkhorn South.
Yep. And then this could be his last time here. Hopefully it's not his last basketball games, but at least making it through Omaha here.
A different perspective, for sure.
Yeah.
You could ask him... is Griff making the trip? The Bulldog?
Oh, Griff the Bulldog?
Do they allow live mascots?
I think they do. I thought they did once when Georgia was in the NCAA tournament. I could have swore Ugga made it.
Now, Ugga really isn't a basketball mascot.
No.
The Butler Bulldog
maybe
is, of course.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Maybe it's the Butler Bulldog?
But I'm wondering if Griff will make the trip.
I believe BYU is bringing a cougar.
What does she look like?
Okay. Dealing with people from Provo?
Yeah, no.
Have at it.
Nope. I'm good.
Been there
I'm going to mute you.
All right. Have a good show, and we'll see you Monday.
That's right.
Think of us when you're sleeping in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually, I will not be sleeping in. I got to go pick up my credential.
Oh, okay.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. You want me to pick it up for you today? I think that's where I'm going next.
Can you?
Give me your driver's license and your credit card.
No, thank you.
I'm pretty sure they don't ask for the credit card.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
The crossover is brought to you by Every Level Concrete Repair in Omaha and EveryLevelConcrete.com. The Connor Happer Show with Josh Hodson today and a great lineup of guests coming up next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.